Lesson 12.4, page 96, exercises 1A and 1B.
Lily, come here. Good girl.
Oh, she's so cute, Vic. How old is she?
4 months. Lily, sit. Stay.
You're training her yourself?
Sure, Dan. I've trained all my dogs. I don't understand why people pay dog trainers. Anyone can do it. Actually, I think it's important to train your own dog because she needs to know you're the boss. If the dog goes to a trainer, the dog will think the trainer is the boss and you won't be able to control her. You don't need a professional unless it's for the police or something. For instance, you need professional trainers to train seeing-eye dogs for the blind. Things like that.
Well, my dog Chelsea went to dog school, and I think it was worth every dollar. Chelsea does whatever I tell her to do.
What are you talking about? She jumps on me every time I see her.
But she's happy to see you.
She may be happy to see me, but she can show her happiness another way. I bet you Lily doesn't jump.
No, she doesn't do that. It was one of the first things she learned not to do.
You see? How did you do it, Vic?
It's not a big deal. When I came home and she jumped, I went out again and waited a minute and then came back in. If she jumped again, I kept repeating going out and coming in until she stopped jumping. When she stopped jumping, I stayed next to her and petted her a couple of minutes. She might forget the next time and jump again, but I kept repeating the same procedure, and now she doesn't ever jump on me.
You should try that with Chelsea, Dan. It's even worse that she tries to jump on people when you take her out.
In fact, that's dangerous, Dan. I mean, just think about if Chelsea jumps on a child. She could scare the child. Even worse, she could knock down a child. You could get in trouble. The dog could be taken away from you.
That would never happen.
I wouldn't be so sure. The thing is, a dog is an animal, and animals do what comes naturally, like jumping. Just remember, you can train a dog to do anything.
Too bad it's not like that with people.